North Belfast man Michael Cullen has been missing for 9 days. We can speak to his sister, Cathy. Good morning to you, Cathy.
Morning, Benny.
So he last made contact with the family last Tuesday afternoon. What else can you tell us? When was he last seen by yourself?
Yes, he last spoke with my parents around shortly after 2 last Tuesday, and I actually live in London, so I had seen him just on the 30th of December before I'd left. But he'd been with my family the night before in the house. But nobody's seen him on that morning because everyone had been out.
There have been extensive searches. What do you know from what the PSNI have told you? And have other people been involved in those searches as well as the police?
The Community Rescue Service have been working alongside the police, working really hard. It's been amazing. There's been extensive searches across the Cave Hill, which are still ongoing, and then also in areas in South Belfast, Lisburn Road, Boucher Road, as the police have evidence that places in there in the afternoon from lunchtime onwards. We're not sure exactly when.
What kind of a man is Michael? Tell us a bit more about him, his personality, and what he did for a living.
He's a very happy, generally a very happy, upbeat person. Very, very funny and very thoughtful and considerate and real family man. He is a beatboxer and incredibly talented performer. And he would do a lot of gigs with Google, especially recently down in Dublin.
And what was what was he wearing when he was last seen on last Tuesday afternoon?
He was wearing a green parka jacket. He sometimes has the hood pulled up. He had a grey jumper on, some black trousers, and black and white Nike trainers.
It seems like almost a silly kind of question, Cathy, but I wanted to ask you anyway. How are the family coping with this? Because it's bound to be a very difficult time.
Yeah, it's been incredibly difficult, but we've had unbelievable support from Community Rescue Service, from PSNI, from the public, from Michael's friends as well, and from our own family. I'm sure you're aware of the social media campaign, the Help Find Michael Cullen page, which just, you know, so many people are writing in with messages of support, and it's been really, really helpful. It's really actually helped us to get through this incredibly difficult time.
And what have the PSNI been telling you and the rest of the family?
They're just following up leads. It's difficult, you know. What we really, really need at this point in time is for somebody to come forward who has some kind of information and knows about his whereabouts or has seen him, you know, on Tuesday in that area. We'd really like to appeal to the public, people who were walking in the area, any cars passing through that might have dash cams that could have picked him up, any businesses that he might have appeared on their CCTV. We'd really urge everyone who were on that Tuesday and the 9th, on that afternoon, if everyone could check if they were in that area. Because we really need something further to go on at the minute.
Okay, well, look, we want to try and help as much as we can, Cathy, so we will post pictures of Michael on our Facebook and Twitter feeds at BBC Nolan and at Real Stephen Nolan. That's Twitter and Facebook. And hopefully, just finally, Cathy, if Michael happens to be listening this morning, what's your message to him?
Just like what I said in the appeal, is just to let him know that we all love him very much, and we miss him, and we're worried about him. You know, we want him to come home, we want him to be safe. But if, as I said, if he's not ready to come home, that's completely fine. We just would really like to know that he's okay. Really like to know that.
Okay. Cathy Cullen, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. That's Cathy, the sister of missing North Belfast man Michael Cullen.